Today we wrap up the 90s and 9 with Hootie and the Blowfish, and we started that double shot of the best of the 1990s with that song from Big Wreck. Mark Andrews, your coffee guzzling buddy, with you on your Thursday work day, and on the phone I have a couple of professors from University College of the North. Joseph Adoyebi is from our UCN campus here in La Paz, and also Ying Kong is a professor at the UCN campus in Thompson. Ying and Joseph, thank you both for joining us this morning.
Thank you very much for having us, Mike.
All right, let's talk a little bit about something that's happening right now with UCN called Muses from the North. Joseph, what is that, Muses from the North?
Yes, thank you very much for the question, Mark. Muses from the North is a student-oriented journal which we set up as professors to help exhibit our students' academic excellence and their learning. It's a platform that we introduced to help them to be able to put out their stories there and publish their work and get motivated. So, and mostly it's just by students from UCN. It's for students, and also sometimes it's also by students, because we have some students who are copy designers and those who are involved in the production of the journal too.
So how did this Muses from the North start?
Oh, yeah, good question. So it was in 2017. I was still back in the Thompson campus then. And Ying and I, we usually have this regular lunch meeting and just sit and discuss. And my background is in indigenous languages and documentation and preservation of languages. And Ying is a professor of English literature. And we just kept talking about fantastic materials that we keep, that our students are churning out every now and then. And we thought that, hey, how about we try and organize a platform for them to exhibit and showcase these works? And so that was how Muses from the North was born in 2017. And we are happy to say right now we are in the seventh issue and looking forward to the eighth one now.
Awesome. Talk a little bit about themes or topics that are carried through each issue, or is it completely random?
Okay. When we started Muses from the North, we usually would have random issues, right? Document materials from random subjects and topics, but these days we tend to begin to feel like we want to start streamlining and making it theme specific. For instance, we're looking at world and prevailing situations going on in the world at this time or so. And for instance, we took the last issue, which is the seventh one. It's theme specific based on our students' reflections on the ongoing pandemic known as the COVID-19. And there we're able to receive materials from students where they're able to express their musings about their experience, both in learning and life and the lockdown and all of the whole thing that goes with the whole event. And this is what the seventh issue is about. And now we're looking forward to another theme-specific issue, which is the eighth one, and we're trying to come up with materials on our students' relationship and knowledge about the land based on our indigenous heritage here in the North.
Joseph, why is this a valuable project from the perspective of research?
Absolutely. That's a wonderful question. So it is absolutely important that a platform like Muses from the North is out there, because apart from the fact that students get an opportunity to write about what they feel, what they think. In terms of research, for instance, now we are beginning to collect from students materials relating to their knowledge and relationship with the land. And it's also students have the opportunity through their materials that they publish on our platform to serve as model essays for instruction. So other instructors can go in there on our website and find sample papers that students had written, and they can also use that for teaching and for instruction. And also, I think, yeah, it is highly beneficial in every aspect, in terms of writing and in terms of research, yes.
Talk about the importance of showcasing the students' work.
I'm sorry, pardon me?
The student's work. Why is it important to showcase student work?
Oh, very good, very good. I'm going to talk about that in three ways, okay? The first is this. We live in a world of competing narratives right now where people tell stories depending on who owns the pen, who controls the pen. That's been metaphoric there. With respect to narratives, I have this thing about that I always think about, and I know I do not know where it came from, but I think it's some kind of nice expression that I've heard somewhere. It says, no one can tell your story better than you. Okay, so it's important that our students also have an opportunity to also contribute to the narratives, especially our indigenous students, to have the opportunity to contribute to the narratives about themselves. If you control the story, you will stand in a better place to put out the true representation of your life and your experience out there so people do not live in a place of coming up with some kind of cooped up stories about you. Another reason why it's important that students showcase their material is they feel motivated from the point of motivation. In education, you know, people in education, those of us in education as educators, we know that there are two types of motivation that students can be inspired by. It can be intrinsic, it can be extrinsic. And motivation is absolutely important because the more students' work are published, they're motivated to want to do more. And thirdly, I would say that something I had already alluded to in my last response, students' work can also serve as model essays for instructors to use. And conversely, when other students see the materials of their course students being published, they are also inspired to also want to do theirs too. And I think that's why it's important.
Ying. Thank you. Ying, one of the stories from Muses from the North is getting widely published. Tell us about that.
Yes, Muses from the North is not only accepted nationally, but also internationally. And recently we have one Métis student's graphic story published by Retired Teachers Association of Manitoba. And this actually, they found it in our Muses from the North online, and then they contact the student. So the book has been published recently, and then our bookstore also carried the books now. Another example to show that one of the students also did a graphic story based on our Chinese story that translated into English to show how difficulty in some of the Chinese remote area in the past to go to school. And the graphic story is done in Canadian students' perspective. So when the Chinese publisher saw that, and then they also contacted us for possible publication. So that's really received well, both nationally and internationally.
Okay. And so general public, how can people find Muses from the North?
We have two versions. One is a digital version that you can just go to ucn.ca and then you Google Muses from the North.
Okay.
And then we have all the publication there. And we also have print copy that we published, and that you can find in Amazon. So we have both versions, and both were registered under the Library and Archives Canada with a series publication ISSN number with the Government of Canada.
Okay, well, this has been a very interesting discussion, and I thank you both for taking the time out. Ying, I just want to say that you're up in Thompson, and that nicer weather that you're feeling right now, we sent that to you, so you're welcome.
Yes, thank you very much. We are just now living in the sun.
Good. Ying Kong and Joseph Adhiebi from University College of the North, thank you both for taking time out of your busy day.
Yes,
thank you very much, Chris.
You're welcome.
Have a great day.
Bye now.
Bye-bye.
Yes, you too. Thank you.
Your most music workday starts right now on your radio 102.9 CJAR.